Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We are here at Doctrine of Truth. We're always glad to have you and you wherever you might be. We pray that the Lord will keep you safe. Amen. He always looks after his people because he is a good shepherd and a good shepherd. Amen. Always a good shepherd. Always. Amen. Take care of his people. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for this broadcast and those that are listening wherever they might be. Stretch your hand of deliverance and bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we believers know that you stand by your word, O God, because without your word, Lord, we will not have any proof or any connection, O Lord, through your promises. So we thank you for your word. We thank you. Well, early rise this morning, I was laying down last night. Lord, we ask you to bring a revelation through your Holy Spirit, bind, comfort, and deliver your people. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen. God bless you. Welcome again. We're here. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our subject is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? We are live in this broadcast and call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. We always come together on a grassroots level. Amen. Discussing doctrines and truth. Amen. That we can all, amen, learn from each other through biblical experiences that we grow. Amen. The Bible says that when two or three come together, the Lord said he'd be in the midst, and out of two or three witnesses, let his word be established. You know, it takes two or three. In a court of law, you got a witness and evidence. Amen. It can be true. Amen. With God, it is good to have in your environment of those that you associate with. Amen. That they love the Lord. They're walking upright. And from time to time, amen, you come together, amen, rejoicing and comforting one another. That's why we thank God for the broadcast, the Blog Talk family, amen, wherever you might be from time to time. We're hoping that you can utilize, amen, these broadcasts. You can always go to www.jciministries.org. Amen, or www.jciministries.net. Amen. And you can find us there, Blog Talk Radio, those who have computers. Amen. You can bring up different broadcasts over 3 years. You can find a subject in a discussion and help feed your soul. Amen. In times like these, many of us are shut in. Amen, because of the different viruses are going on. And we pray that next year at this time, amen, we can all look back and say, hallelujah, thank God, that God always has taken care of us. Amen. Nothing wrong, amen, with the officials are trying to keep us safe from these diseases because of the fact they're not trying to stop your religion. Amen, like Daniel was praying 3 times a day, amen, and the king set out and said, no, you be no more praying unless you're praying to me, amen. In other words, amen, these officials are not trying to stop you from your praying or your worshiping, amen, your God, amen. What they are trying to do is stop, amen, and save your life from this unseen enemy, amen. But if they're trying to stop your religion, trying to stop your worshiping of your God, amen, amen, then it will be an issue, amen. But now we're all colors, all races, all languages, all over the world, amen, are doing what they can to fight us unseen enemy. And you know, sin is an enemy to mankind. Sin is an enemy to mankind, and its epidemic is all over the world. Amen. It's all over the world. Sin is all over the world. You can't see it, but you can see the manifestation. Amen. And many times, amen, when we come into Christ, amen, and the Lord begin to tell us, amen, how to adjust ourselves, and amen. And you know that old spirit that you have when you first was born into stubbornness, selfishness, amen, have your way, amen. It's very hard to adjust, amen, to things that you don't know about, you don't know people about. And if someone tell you you can't be involved early in other environments or socialize with people that might want to change your lifestyle, amen, and get you involved in things that might kill other people or steal from other people, amen, you know, you fight against that. You don't believe it. You don't think this, amen, is a danger to your freedom. But now, amen, all Christians know, amen, we have to adjust and adapt our lifestyle, amen, because of what the Word of God says, amen. It not only helps others, it helps ourselves, and it helps people, amen, that are dying from an unseen enemy called sin, amen, as well as this epidemic, amen. This virus, you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't smell it, amen, but it's around, amen. And people carrying it from one person to another. Same thing with sin. Sin can go from one person to another, amen. Somebody's lifestyle can come to you and demand you to do this and do that, amen. But likewise, amen, nevertheless, God has the answer through his word. And the Lord say, love people, care for people, because he loved people. Where did we go from here? We're looking at Matthew 24, amen. We're going to open up the lines, amen, after we read a couple of scriptures here, because we're here to discuss the Bible. We're not here to fight, amen, or anything, but we're just here to encourage one another and pray for one another and help one another. Those that are here for the first time, we normally, all we do is give you an area code and your last four digits. Amen. If you want to give your name, it's up to you, but we're not here, amen, to poll anyone or record, amen, your name and give you a certificate, but we're just here in a spiritual discussion. Amen. God has given us this platform, amen, that we can help one another. In the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, the King James, and always express to you as well as your option, but you should try to find the best translation of the Word of God. Amen. You hear me from time to time. I say that, you know, I always learn the King James Bible, but throughout the years, amen, I've come involved with other Bible studies and other Bibles I've found that was very helpful, amen, and increased my knowledge in Christ, amen, translations. I don't like the King James Bible. We have the Amplified Bible, amen. Then we have the New American Standard Bible. Then you have the New International Bible, amen. Then you need to get you a good Bible dictionary whereby you can break down words and get a very good concordance, amen, where you can run scriptures in your Bible, amen. Because as long as you live on this earth until Jesus calls us home, amen, Christians are dynamic researchers. We're always researching the Word to see where is it in the Bible. Where is it? Amen. The Old Testament and the New Testament, where is it in the Bible? We're always researching. You're always studying. Amen. No such thing that you're going to stop studying, because your life depends on, amen, studying the Word. Because the Word of God give you strength. The Word of God give you strength. Not only the Word of God give you strength, but knowledge, amen, it give you strength. Amen. Knowledge is strength. Knowledge is power. Amen. Ecclesiastes, before we go to Matthew 24, amen, we want to look at Ecclesiastes, amen, the seventh chapter, amen, of Ecclesiastes, and it says, Wisdom is a defense, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse of the 7th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Amen. And I found this scripture since I've been studying. I found out the Bible says that wisdom is a defense. Some translations say wisdom is power. And money is a defense. Amen. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. Amen. If you know how to do something, nobody can take that away from you. You know, you got knowledge. Amen. You have a career, a skill, a talent. Amen. Nobody can take that from you. Amen. It helps you not only that, but you can defend yourself. The enemy comes to destroy you. Amen. He doesn't want you to study the Bible. He doesn't want you to be around anyone to help you to understand your situation and what you're going through. Amen. He always there to fight you. And he fights you with knowledge. Amen. He fights you that you can't, that you don't receive knowledge. Amen. And when you come into that understanding, amen, that the spiritual warfare is in your mind, and you just, amen, you learn how, amen, to defend yourself. Amen. You learn how to defend yourself. And the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, is another way how to defend yourself. Paul said he found, amen, Romans 7 and 20, amen, 7th chapter, 20th verse, Paul said, now, amen, in the 19th verse, the good that I would that I do not, but the evil which I would not that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. He's a saved man. He's the apostle. Amen. He's ahead. Amen. He's out there following what God tells him to do. And Paul said he found out something about himself. Amen. Once you come to Christ, you find out the old information that's still in you fight against you. Until you become aware of the old information in you, the enemy will tell you that you're no good. You're not performing the way people want you to perform. So you always feel defeated, have a pity party. Paul found out, Paul said, listen, I found this was happening within me. How he found it because of the fact, amen. 21st verse, he said, I found then a law that is within what I do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring. You know the war is fighting against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. Sometimes you think, you say, well, I'm getting ready to go out now. I'm going to do a lot of witnessing. That's because of the fact that God commanded us to be a witness. Amen. Amen. Once you get saved, you just don't sit down and say, okay, I'm in Christ now. I've been baptized in water. God has forgiven me of my sins. Amen. I'm all right now. I'm all right. Amen. I let the preachers preach, the choir sing, I'm okay. Amen. Get up and go to church when I want to go. Amen. But you have to watch out. Amen. Jesus told us in Matthew 28, amen. He says, the commandment I leave unto you. Amen. He gives us a commandment. Amen. To spread the gospel, to be a witness throughout the world. He gives us the ability, the power. Acts 1 and 8. He gives us the power, amen, to be a witness. God just don't put you out there and don't give you no support. Amen. You ever notice when you ever talk to people about the church and talk to men and women about doing things good, you feel so good about yourself. Amen. You feel so good about yourself because this Holy Spirit within you, amen, he knows you're on the right track, the will of God. Amen. God wants us to spread his word. He wants us to talk to other people. Amen. We got a lot of technology, the word. You can write people. You can call people. You can text people. You can email people. Amen. And that's what he wants. That's what he wants. That, and you feel such a great exhilaration and joy behind it, and you find that your day be more successful. Your mind begin to change. Your mind begin to change. The thing that you used to do, you can still do it, but you don't have the appetite. Paul said, find old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. So the more you do, amen, towards the new lifestyle, and that's where we're going now, amen. More you do towards the new life, amen, amen, the more better you feel about yourself, and you can identify the areas that where you struggle. Everybody struggles on some type of weakness, some type of situation that you're trying to overcome. You got a person saying you have no faults, no problems. If I was you, I'll slowly ease out of the way. Amen. Because everybody's struggling because of what? Not because of themselves so much, but because of the life and the world we live in. We have an enemy that does not love mankind. And that's to begin to study. That's why when you begin to study and understand, God loves you. Amen. Jesus died for you. He died for every sin that you ever done. Past, future. Amen. But you have to adjust yourself. And if you find that you have a problem, 1 John 1:9 say, Lord, forgive me of that, and shake yourself off and get up and try it again. Try it again. Amen. Amen. Where do we go from here, brethren? Where do we go from here? Matthew 24 said, amen, beginning at the first verse, I'm going to read down a little bit. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they said upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And that's one of the biggest this happening today. Miscommunications, lies. Amen. People say they like you, but their motive and their action showing you different. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The nation shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms. There shall be pestilence, phantoms, earthquakes, and divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. We're in sorrow now. It's a sorrowful time. In your heart and your spirit, you're at peace because of Christ. Because of Christ, we have peace. Amen. We're sorry for the world, for those that are getting sick, for those that are lost. Without Christ, amen. But God has given us a peace within. It's not a selfish peace that we don't. We should be crying after everybody know. He gave us a peace within because Christ is our peace. Amen, amen. He knows that we're not trying to be proud or selfish or arrogant. Amen. He knows, amen, when you try to do the best you can to help others, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Amen. Don't let no one try to put you in odds, amen, that you should destroy yourself, amen. Take away all, amen, the oil that you have in your vessel, amen. No, God will give you peace. God will give you mind, amen. Where do we go from here, brethren? Where do we go from here? Amen. We're discussing this tonight, amen, today, wherever you might be found. And this broadcast, amen, as always, as we open up the lines and we're getting ready to go into the studio and invite those that have a comment, a scripture, a dream, a vision that you feel that you need to share, amen, because we're feeding off each other in these broadcasts to help, amen, and fulfill fellowship as those that are in Christ. Amen. You can always call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can, when you press 1 on your phone, our technician will put you in. Amen. And we can discuss, you can discuss your comments. I guess we don't fight each other. We don't give out names. Yeah, something you would like to share. What do you feel that the world is going now? Amen. All right, we're going to go to area code 561. The last four digits is 1086. God bless you. God bless you.
Greetings to
all right.
Greetings tonight, amen. I would like to greet Dr. Truth and everyone that's on the line. What a powerful, powerful, powerful title tonight. Where do we go from here? In spite of this, we're looking at what's going on. We're looking at the pandemic. We're looking at the death of the young man that was brutally murdered by a police force. And everyone were protesting or whatever. But this was such a powerful, excuse me, I had something caught in my throat. This was such a powerful, powerful title tonight. Where do we go from here? And I'm thinking about Job, where in the Bible where it said, "Have thou considered my servant Job?" And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. when I look at Job, Job is such a good example of what we ought to be doing, far as we have to pray and fast more now that we are sheltering in place. We are social distancing now, but where do we go from here tonight? And I just wanted to say that was such a powerful, what I have heard so far, it was such a powerful, powerful title. Where do we go? Well, we have the economy. People are out of jobs. Some people, they rent might have went up. Some people, they homes might be in foreclosure, or some people, they might be behind in their taxes. But where do we go from here? So all I want to say tonight is what we do for Christ will last. There's no big I or little you. We all have to know what we're going to do for Christ, what we're going to do. Where do we really go from here tonight? Is the question, and I thank God for that title tonight, because I'm telling you, it blew my mind. Just sitting here hearing the title, where do we go from here tonight? And I just want to yield the floor for others to come on and to comment, but I'm just telling you, it really blew my mind tonight, because I'm a living witness. I'm a living testimony, and I know what God can do and what he will do. And I serve an awesome God tonight that he can do all things tonight but fail, in spite of this pandemic, in spite of us sheltering in place, that he's able to do what we have not tonight because we ask not. Glory to God. And I just want to yield the floor right now for others to come on. But I just wanted to say what a powerful, powerful subject on tonight. Amen. Thank God for the subject tonight. Where do we go from here?
God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. All right, now we're going to go to 561-1413.
561-1413. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless
praise
you.
The Lord. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? I would like to say
God
I thank
you.
God for the subject. I thank God for everyone participating to know that even though pestilence is in the land, we still know that everything is moving by the power of God's hand. And he, like you said, he keeps his people in perfect peace. All we have to do is keep on keeping on loving, keep on being prayerful, and arm ourselves likewise and girdle up our loins. It's time to fight now. Amen. We're going to continue to fight, but it's time to watch naturally as well as spiritually now. But we don't have to worry. And I would like to say the subject is, where do we go from here? We go to continue to look to the hills when cometh our help. So I would say we go to the hills. I say we continue to go down and pray. And if you can't bend and pray, you can pray on the inside of yourself. And we go down and supplicate for one another. We go into the Word. That's where we go. We go to the Word. What do? We go into our secret closets. We go into our tunes, our songs and hymns. Hallelujah. And we go into our faith. Hallelujah. I like to say crazy faith. Hallelujah. I look at it like this here. Business is better than ever. God's business is moving. So many souls are crying out. I said this years ago. I said it's coming a time everybody going to want what you got as a child of God. And business is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about opening up a spiritual lemonade stand. Y'all better leave me alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. All we got to do is seek the Lord while he can be found. I know you hear me saying this tune all the time. Don't wait till your life is all over the ground. Look around. Hallelujah. I once was young, but now I'm old. A lot of us, he touched our lives and he touched our souls. Sometimes up and sometimes down. Be careful, government, who you hurt. Because it'll come back around. God's people are standing up, and God is hearing his people, and he's going to send a refreshing in the air. But I want you to be aware, when you go into the stores, make it known that, and even when you're on Facebook and everywhere else, make it known that they need to cleanse the air, cleanse the atmosphere. The government needs to put a mandate on that. Send out cleansing of the stores, all those people that are populating in there, send cleansing in the stores of the air-conditioned coils and all that, and the schools and different things, thorough cleaning, no more passing the buck. Everybody should clean, the managers in the stores, on down to the regular workers. Everybody should do their part. Amen.
All right. God bless you. All right. We're going to go to 954-0500. Bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. It's Pastor Williams.
Yes.
I like the service you said, and I like the subject you talk about tonight, is that where do we go from here? Well, where do we go from here? We can pray until our whole hair fall out. But if God said of me, if my people would pray and turn, first we got to turn from the wicked ways. America got to turn from their wicked ways. You could pray, but you got to do some turning. And that's what we need to do. In America, we need to do some praying. We need to do praying, and we need to do some turning. We're praying, but we're not turning. And that's what's wrong with the world today. And God said that my peoples call by my name. And if God did not destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he is not going to spare America. This thing didn't break out. The prejudices didn't break out just to be breaking out. They broke out because they start legalizing homosexual. And when they start legalizing homosexual, everything broke out. And God didn't spare Sodom and Sodom and Gomorrah. And people need to know that they need to turn from their wicked ways, because this is real. And God is real. And we are in a war. We are in a spiritual nuclear warfare. And you can't see what you're fighting, but we can see God. And we know God. And he'll do just what he said he'll do. God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you. We're at 954 now. 954-4169.
Good evening, Bishop. God bless you. It's been a minute since I've been here, but to God be the glory. I always enjoy you. Thank you for the subject tonight. I touch and agree with everyone that has responded. This is a great word. But, you know, we as children of the kingdom, we have to understand the world has a pandemic, but the kingdom of God does not have a pandemic. We go from glory to glory and faith to faith. It's time for our light to shine like never before. It's time for us to put our faith to work, because faith without work is dead. It is time for us to be this witness in the land that God is who he says he is, not through just the words we say, but our action and our deeds and our love. And I agree. God's people must turn from their wicked ways. You know, nations have bowed and repented and asked God to forgive them, but America has not bowed its knees. And it's time for us to repent, turn back to God. It's time for us to call sin, sin. It's time for us to love like God said love and do what God said do. So where do we go from here? We stay in the will of God. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We continue to walk in pathway of righteousness. That's where we go. We continue to go to where our help is. All our help comes from the Lord. But what the world do, the world has to understand that if they see us doing what we're supposed to do, then they're going to want what we have. They're going to want the same Savior that keeps our mind regulated, keep our hearts beating on time, having a peace that passes understanding. Too many of them are fighting and afraid because they don't have someone to keep them, to comfort them. We do. We have a comforter, and that's the Holy Ghost. So I thank God for the subject tonight, and I give God praise for everyone on the line. And especially to you, Bishop, and your family. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. Where do we go? Amen. The Bible has been showing us, amen, God's people know where to go. Amen. We know. Amen. We can hide up under, amen, the wings, amen, 91st division of Psalms. God, people, the Bible is written, amen, and showing how God deliver his people, amen. So we are looking and waiting to see what God going to do for his people, amen. He's still alive, brethren. He's still alive. He's still alive. He's still alive. All right, we're at 561-5981. 561-5981. God bless you.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, Bishop. Thank God for the lesson on this tonight. Where
yes,
do
sir.
We go from here? And I can truly say, the Bible tells us that a man, bone of a woman, has but a few days, and they're going to be full of trouble. Where do we go from here? St. John, the 14th chapter, Jesus said it. And he meant it now for us to occupy the mind, because he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And we know there's no COVID-19 in heaven. There won't be no sickness in heaven. So our job is to occupy the time until he returns. Thank God for everyone. Thank God for you, Bishop. And again, I always ask those who are listening, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, because this is the kind of teaching that we need in the last days. Tell people the truth, that Jesus is to come. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. Amen. He's to come. He's telling us. He told us, thank God, Jesus told us about all these times. He told us about all these times. Amen. The days of Noah is here. The days of Noah and Lot is here. You can see how Lot did. Lot said, I'm not going to sit in this. I'm not going to sit in this kind of partying and, amen, this kind of activity going on. So he went outside. Amen. Amen. We enjoying it. Okay, we still got more time. We thank God. Amen. Those that want, you can call in. Amen. 855-236. Amen. 2252 or 1347-215-8816. Amen. If you'd like to leave a word or a dream or vision, amen, or comment, amen, just push one on your phone and our technician will put you in. We'll always give you a last four digit. Amen. We will not give your name. It's up to you. These programs are recorded, amen, and it's helpful to you, even to you, tomorrow, the next day. Amen. You can go to your computer. Amen. I'll tell your friends or relatives that are now confined a little bit. Amen. Tell them to go to the website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or either www.jciministries.net. Amen. And you can find us on Facebook. Amen. As well at Blog Talk Radio Programming. Amen. You can click on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can find all the last 2 or 3 years of some type of broadcast. Amen. This is a little broadcast. We give this. God has a way to touch people, and He's given us a way. Amen. Even though we might be locked down, you can call someone on the telephone. And the Spirit of God is leading. The Holy Spirit is still alive. He's not dead. God's still alive. Amen. If God can help you, amen, help Daniel and all of them in the lion's den and the fiery furnace, amen, it might seem as though, amen, the Lord not going to get no good out of this, but some good coming out of this for those that love the Lord. Amen. The Scriptures is proving Himself, because God is the Word. Amen. Jesus is the Word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and He is the Word now. And He's always proving Himself. Amen. Day by day. But you have to ask Him. You have to ask Him. Talk with Him. He'll talk with you. Amen. He'll give you a vision or a dream or a comment. Amen. All right. All right. We don't want to talk too much. It's your time now. Amen. Somebody might have a question they want to ask. Amen. Or you might have another comment. Amen. We enjoy the broadcast as always. Amen. Where do we go from here? Stay with Jesus. Jesus said, "I'm the way." But remember, we're still living here. We're not so caught up in heaven we forget about where we are now. We are in the moment. We're in this time, in this day, in this year, in this month, in this week. We're still living here. And God, amen, through His Holy Spirit, amen, He can lead you and guide you. Amen. To your talent and your skills. Amen. Peter was not like Paul, the apostle. Chief apostle Peter walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus. Amen. And Paul met Peter them after the Lord met him and corrected him. Amen. So all of us have a different level of meeting Christ. But nevertheless, we're still going to have the same heaven. The same heaven, the same home. Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, brethren. Amen. But He told us about what's happening. He told us about what's happening. All right. All right. We could have some more callers. We got a lot of space. Amen. Some more still listening. We thank God for you. Always, I appreciate your calls. Amen. And we're praying that you take this spiritual food that we have. Amen. And add it to your growth. Amen. Add it to your growth. All right. Matthew 24, we're discussing here. Amen. About the walls and rumors of walls and sickness. The church always have dealt with sickness. Always. Always have dealt with plague. Leprosy was one of the worstest things during Jesus' time. Amen. Leprosy, itchy bones. Sores break out on people's bones and on the skin. Amen. And pulse and things. The bodies start rotting. Amen. It got so bad you have to go to a city. Amen. And cover yourself up. It could have been public. Jesus healed the lepers. Amen. He healed the lepers. And he gave us the power and the ability. In the book of Mark 16, he said, "These are the signs that follow them that believe. They can lay hands on the sick." Amen. So pray for yourself sometime. Pray for yourself. Amen. Pray for the others. Amen. Now you're not able to, amen, to be questionably walk up to someone and pray for them. And pastors are aware of that now because of different environment. Amen. But you can always pray. intercede, intercessory prayer. Amen. Prayer is like a telephone line. Amen. God's hand is not short. Call a person's name in prayer and reach out. Amen. Believe God. Amen. Amen. You can pray for the sick. You didn't say you had to be physically there all the time, but you can pray for the sick. Amen. And in the book of James, the 5th chapter, James said, the prayer of the righteous, 16-17 verse, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So you want to continue walking a righteous life. Amen. Staying in the commandments with God. God commandments his ordinance. Amen. Be in love as much. Amen. With your fellow brethren. Amen. Follow love and follow peace. Amen. That your prayer will not be hindered. Amen. Even they talk about in marriage. Paul told Peter, say, man, don't be bitter with your wife because you hinder your prayers. You hinder your prayers. Any hindrance when you begin to be bitter, upset with others, your prayer just fall to the ground. Amen. So you don't want to have your prayers fall to the ground when you're a righteous man. It means a lot. So the enemy going to try to press many during these times, amen, to pick up some old habits, amen, that you stop doing, you stop lying, you stop stealing, amen. Now that he's going to try to press you, amen, to try to do that to support yourself. Amen. But you don't have to. Amen. You talk to God, he'll talk back with you. Amen. He lives. He lives. The song says he lives. You know he lives. Amen. Get you a good song of him and get off by yourself. You can have church. You can feel the Spirit of God. Amen. He still lives. Amen. That you know, it means more than money. Amen. But he'll help you. Amen. You might not be a fisherman like Peter. He told Peter, go down to the ocean and, amen, put your hand out there and grab that fish. Amen. Whatever God does for you to help you, he will. He's the same. He's the same, brethren. He's the same yesterday. Amen. Going back to the Bible days, today, now, many of you got great testimonies how God made a way out of no way. Amen. You got great testimonies. All right, we got time to hear some more testimonies or comments. You can push one on your phone. Those that still might want to say another remark, amen, we still have time. Amen, we appreciate you. Amen, you can push one on your phone. Amen, we're talking about where do we go? Do you do? Where are you going? Amen, have you been challenged to give up Jesus? Amen. God bless you. 561-1413. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This just came to me, hallelujah, just listening to the anointed conversation that my brothers and sisters are having on this Holy Ghost-filled line. I want everybody to repeat this in their hearts, or if you want to repeat it out loud, you can. Say, I am healed. Because I am sealed,
yes,
with the power of God to rebuild. God,
yes,
Lord,
sir.
Have mercy.
Praise.
I am healed because I am filled,
yes,
with the power of God to reveal. You can rebuild. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cells, rebuild yourself right now. Regenerate. Good God. Nerves, regenerate, rebuild right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spiritual relationship, rebuild, regenerate right now, rejuvenate. Hallelujah. Even family relationships right now, rebuild, rejuvenate, be healed. Hallelujah. Speak the word over yourself. The man of God say, pray for yourself. Lay your hands on your own self. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, situation, come under subjection right now. God bless you. Be blessed, everybody.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Always. Amen. We agree on that. Matthew's 18 chapter, 18 and 19 verse, where two or three touch and agree. Everybody in agreement. Amen. We got a, amen. We got a whole dozen of people right here agreeing. Amen. For being refilled. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Wow. Ooh, what's in the world today? He is greater. He is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in you, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, amen, is greater, amen, than he that is in the world. Amen. We need the fellowship, brethren. We need the fellowship. We need to come together. Amen. In your circle, amen. You might not have a circle like this, but thank God you're always welcome to come in to Blog Talk, amen, during these times. Amen. Your prayer circle, your fellowship, amen. But you know, things have changed now as much as the environment of worship and fellowship, physical fellowship. We don't know yet how close it's going to be or what can be happening in the future. Amen. But Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So you always got that fellowship with him. You always got that peace within you. Amen. So let us not be concerned about we can't meet with a group of people. Amen. It'll take place. Amen. But right now, amen, Jesus is your personal relationship. Amen. He's personal. Amen. So make sure you and him is grounded. Amen. Let him work on your habits. Let him work on your weakness, because he knows. He knows. He in you. He that is in you is greater. All right, all right. We can take about three more callers. Amen. All prayers. We can take three more callers. Amen. We'd like to come in and give a comment wherever you are. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We're thankful for you as well. Amen. Knowing God has touched your heart to call. Knowing God has, amen, Holy Spirit within you. Amen. Wanted you to hear, amen, to be a part of this, amen, conversation and be a part of our meeting, amen. So never think this, take it lightly, amen. It's something that God wants you to do through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, giving you confirmation, giving you comfort that you are not the only one. You are not the only one. Sometimes the enemy try to push you in the corner, amen, push you to the side, saying, oh, nobody love you, nobody care for you. You're not going to overcome this. Amen. He's a lie. Amen. There's no condemnation. Amen. Romans 8, there's no condemnation, those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't let the enemy push you to the side saying, no, 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 no. You already got your ticket. You already got your mansion. You already got your home. Amen. And you're trying to do the best you can to be a witness to other people while you're here. Amen. God didn't say you wasn't going to be hit with hard times or diseases or trials or floods. There are many of his brethren that have lost their houses through floods. You might have relatives that have lost their houses through fire or tornadoes. Amen. In different countries, Christians have lost things, material things. Amen. Those that are in the islands, amen, the storm, the hurricane washed out their houses. Amen. Some have lost their jobs, never been laid off before. So you're not the only one. And God didn't say you will be exempt from all of this when you get saved. Amen. When you go to heaven, you're going to be exempt. Amen. So you got your ticket, your passport. You got dual citizenship. Amen. But we're just waiting for the train to come through, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come through. Amen. Amen. To take us home. But while we're here, we're do what we can to be a witness. Amen. You don't believe somebody watching you. They're watching you and see how you, they don't believe how you're going through this with a smile and saying hallelujah and still getting up, moving around. Amen. Somebody watching you. Somebody is watching you. So your life means a lot. Amen. Jesus in you. That song that Jesus in you. Know the Jesus in me. And it's so grateful. I don't know all of it, but I shouldn't have started it. But anyway, amen. Anybody else want to push one? Push one on your phone. Amen. Down now. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen. God is real. thought is real. Academically, we might not have all the subject and all the answers, but he is real. Amen. And that be more than anything else. Amen. All the knowledge of the Bible, it boils down. If you don't know him, amen. Paul said that, amen. Amen. And some know the letter, but he said he knows the spirit. Amen. Long as you know, amen, who created you, amen, and where you're going, amen, it's going to mean more than money. All right? All right? I think we are, okay, I think we're going to push one on your phone. You're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. Let's go into prayer. Now, those who would like to give us a short prayer, amen, push one on your phone, amen, and pray for the audience that is with us here. Push one on your phone. Okay, we at 561-1413. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you right now for the unity. Lord, we thank you for the love. We thank you for the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost through the anointed word of God. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you cleanse our lives, Lord. As we put on masks, Lord, we ask you to take off our sinful mask and replace it with a holy covering, Lord, and a barrier against all evil principalities, Lord, sickness and disease. Lord, as we walk and talk, Lord, let the power through the way we live touch and convict some wayward soul to say, I yield, I can't hold out no longer. Lord, forgive me for all of my sins. I'm ready to come in. Lord, I ask you to touch Bishop right now, Lord, and his family and everybody represented on the lines tonight. Lord, when we stand, Lord, let us stand with power and keep us continually, Lord, faithful, unmovable, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Closing prayer, 561-5981. 5981-561.
Father, we thank you again. Father, we thank you for this lesson on tonight. Father, we ask you, God, to continue looking down on those in and out of your kingdom. Father, we just thank you for what you have done in the past. We thank you for what you are doing right now. We know that your word will stand. And we just thank you, God, and as you continue, Lord, to bless Bishop and the radio station and those that are listening in and saying what they were saying. But Father, we just ask you again to keep us in perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. All right. God bless. Another prayer. All right. 561-1086. Prayer. All right. 954-4485.
Well, gracious Father, we come before you again, God, as humble as we know how, God. We just thank you for today, God. We thank you for your life, God. We thank you for your strength, God. Father God, but we thank you most of all for the Son that you gave to us. God, that he died on the cross for our sins today. God, we just give you the honor and we give you the glory, God. We thank you for this broadcast. Father God, we pray for each and every soul that's listening in. Father God, we pray that you continue to give us strength to keep on going on, Father. Father God, where do we go from here, God? We go to you. Father God, for you say that you are the answer today, God. Father God, you say that you will never leave us nor you forsake us. God, and we'll thank you for it, God. We just thank you for who you are. God, and we give you all the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you. 561-1086. Prayer, 561-1086. All right, like we lost him. Amen, amen. God is able, amen. You know, they have the angels all the way around the throne. praising God. Amen. Amen. You prayed and asked him. Now we just praise him. Amen. Let's thank him and thank him for what he's done and is going to do. Amen. Let's send your praises up to him. Amen. When you feel that you, amen, don't want to, things don't feel like it, we do go by feeling. We can put the enemy out of business because all he knows is feelings. Amen. He got feelings for this, feeling for wine, drink, alcohol, feelings, yes. But we can also, God knows, amen, his presence. That's why he gives us the anointings and charisma, amen. And we can praise God and feel his presence. Amen. He let us know he's present. When the Spirit of God praises go up, amen, the power of God come down. Amen. You know, it's good to have the presence of the Lord wherever. And let you know wherever you are, amen, he'll be there. He'll be there. Even just like thinking on him. Amen. He'll be there. Amen. All right, we still got one more. We can take one more prayer. Amen. Remember, amen, what's been said. Amen. What's been said. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, he leading, guiding you. Don't forget what he already done for you. Don't forget what he already done for you. He's been delivering us as Christians and those in Christ. Some of us had economic condition for the world last year, year before last, how God brought you out. Amen. Brought you out of this and brought you out of that. He's still living. God's still been working for his people. Amen. So Christians, we are showing the world how to come out. Amen. They have lost their God. They have lost an entertainment God. They have lost money gods. Amen. They have lost all type of gods, and they don't know what to do. Let them know Jesus is the way. Amen. He does not take away our joy. He just add to. Amen. He just overhaul it and give him a better joy. Amen. You don't need a drink with him. You don't need a smoke with him. Amen. You don't need to be around a whole lot of people with him. Amen. Just you and him. One-on-one with Jesus. One-on-one with Christ. Amen. Just let the people know. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. David, he meditated Psalm 1. Meditate on God. Meditate on God. Amen. We have to wrestle with that. Like Paul said, we have to wrestle. We wrestle. Amen. Wrestle with your mind. Renew your mind. Amen. Meditate on the word of God. Meditate on God's promises. Amen. Amen. Lord, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And God, you say, you never leave me. You never forsake me. Amen. Many times I have to put that to practice. Amen. You put that to practice. When the enemy try to come up and buffer you, amen, and distract you and make you feel that you defeated. How can you be defeated when you got Christ in your life? Amen. He just want to take away, amen. He just want to put Christians to fight each other, to argue with each other. Amen. Once you start putting your car, spiritual car, in drive, amen, and move a little bit in your mind, amen. If you have to write letters, if you have to make calls, be active in Christ. Amen. You'll find out victory is easy. Amen. Stop thinking and overthink it. Meditate on it. Meditate. Meditation, reading the Word of God, and get active on your problems. Activate your problems. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Be surprised. God is not limited by a virus. He's not limited by economic conditions. Amen. You know that for yourself. Amen. You know that for yourself. Somehow God delivered you, healed you, blessed you, helped you, promoted you. Amen. All of that God been doing just before the pandemic. Just before all this virus and all of this come. God been doing that, all that before that. All that for his brethren. I've seen God take men walking the streets. Amen. Give them a job, give them a marriage, give them a home, put money in their pocket. Amen. It was going through a crisis. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, according to your word, oh, God, we thank you for your blessing. And, Lord, we thank you how you have blessed your people. Oh, God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God, bring deliverance, bring peace to these thy people. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Till next time, be safe.